Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show is celebrating 3 years. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show may not be those of the host or management. Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show is being brought to you by Keep Looking Up with B. Wright Jones, LLC. Welcome to Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with your host, B. Wright Jones. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. This podcast show will bring you encouragement, inspiration, and hope. Know that it's time to walk in your purpose with clarity, confidence, and power. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with me, your host, Coach B. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. I am always excited. You guys know this, and I am super excited because I'm celebrating this month 3 years for having my podcast show on the air and live. So I have some very special guests with me here on today that I would like to introduce. I have with me today Stephen D'Angelo, who is a Silicon Valley veteran with 35 years of experience in the software technology industry. He is an executive and consultant and is also an author of the Amazon best-selling book, A Single Day of Peace. I am excited to have him here. And I also have Father Arnie Rosny. He's a Catholic pastor and has been for the past 26 years in Ireland. His education includes philosophy, theology, spirituality, and much more. So I'm excited to have them here on today. Hello, hello, and welcome.
Thank you. How are you, Belinda? Appreciate you having us.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. And I'm excited to, you know, talk about your book and a few other things today. But, you know, I really want to start, and I'd like to open up. I did purchase your book, and yes, it is such an inspiration. And I really want to get into that. A Single Day of Peace, because we know that there is so much that's going on in the world and people desire to be at peace. They desire happiness. They desire to be successful in life. And what can you and Father Arnie share at this time? I know that in your book, you outlined 50 principles in your book. I would love for you and Father Arnie at this time to touch on a few of those principles, maybe four or five if you can, and share. Let's discuss it and see if we can shed some light on some things for our viewers and listeners on today. We have people that are watching us from on YouTube, and also we have several different platforms as far as audio today. So let's touch on those principles. Few of those principles today.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I guess starting off with one of the topics that you or the subject that you brought up around, you know, people are looking for peace. There's a lot of challenges in the country, a lot of challenges in the world. You know, it's really interesting. There is too much division right now, whether it be political division, racial division, and this is not just in our country, you know, around the world. And, you know, as Father and Arnie and I talk to people, you know, the perspective I have is if we could help people find their better place, we can help make the world a better place. Because when people are feeling good about themselves and they're at that peaceful state, right, and they're progressing in their lives, you tend to do more good things for others. And if that creates unity, and we need a lot more unity in our country and more unity around the world in order to, like, you know, have this more fulfilled kind of kind of spirit, more fulfilled life.
Yes.
So that's kind of our objective as we have these conversations. To you, the question that you asked specifically, what are some of the principles, some of the things that I have in the book? I'll first backdrop it in that these 50 principles that I map out, where you focus on one per day, I'll cover a few of them. Obviously, can't cover all 50 here, but I derived at them after working closely with very successful people that could be financial success. It could be they've accomplished lots of goals, and it's not just about being financially successful that defines success, but they did things differently and they had these principles that they lived by that caused them to live a happy life. And I
Yes.
work closely with similarly successful people that were extremely wealthy, but candidly not fulfilled, not happy, not going down the right path. So I documented all these things, and I wanted to publish these principles, and I did it in a way with the fictitious story, the novel that I created in the book, A Single Day of Peace, which has spirituality about an individual and the journey that individual goes through. But as you move into the principles of the book, I would say they fall under four categories that Father Arnie and I talk a lot about. And within these four categories, there's lots of execution things that have to happen, and you have to have execute certain principles, which I'm going to be specific around the principles. But let me first share the four categories. When we think about happiness and people being on the right track and feeling as though they're progressing positively in life, the four categories that we typically help them with and talk about and have to kind of improve upon at times, first is family. Is there family unity? Is there family division? The family can cause lots of stress, so we look at that area. We look at a very important area of everybody's life, and that's their financial well-being. How well are they managing it? What are their goals and objectives around that? The next one is around change, the idea of change that we all have to live through day in, day out.
Right.
And lots of us don't like change, but change is inevitable as it's part of life. And how do you manage through that? And then finally, the idea of goals. Goals, what's important to you? What are the things that you are moving you in the positive direction? Goals are individualistic. We all have different objectives. So those are the four categories. And then I'll share a couple specific goals, and I'll let Father Arnie voice in on them. The happy, successful people, it's pretty interesting some of the unique things that they did. One of them is, we talk about more unity. I saw them often try to do something wonderful for someone else. As successful as they were, they had this idea of gratitude, and the way they shared the gratitude is they would do things for others. And, they're achieving a lot. And by them doing something for others, it gives you a good, positive feeling. And that contributed to, their happiness. Another thing I saw in all of their relationships, business relationship, personal relationships, they had a tendency to be very, very transparent. They shared the good, the bad, and the ugly with their employees. If they had a challenge with somebody in family, we talked about family, they talked directly about it. They didn't beat around the bush. How many times have you seen someone that, they share a perspective, but they're soft soaping it, and you're not quite liking the way they're handling it? The happy, successful people were pretty direct and transparent. And then I would use a third one at the moment. I'll use kind of a phrase, lean not on your own understanding. We all want what we want. We want it now. Why can't it happen now? And I've seen these very successful people understand that there is kind of an ebb and flow in things. And while I want to get from point A to point B by tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., it doesn't always come tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. And
That's
you
right.
can't lean on your own understanding. You have to let the energy of the universe, the spirit, to make things happen. So those are just a couple of the principles that I've seen that really jumped out at me that, well, consistent amongst very successful and happy people. And I'll let Father Arnie kind of voice in on some of these.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I mean, some of what I'm going to say is kind of all going to overlap with what Steve is saying and maybe a little bit diversion from it. I suppose I'm coming from an experience of journeying with people at different points in their lives, different layers of living, the good times, the bad times, the challenges. But the more I journey with people and are privileged to do so, I suppose my motto in life is the glass is always half full, no
Yeah.
matter what. The glass is always half full, even if everything is falling around you. Now, I think there are challenges within that because many people are aware of it, others are not. And some will journey towards that element and part of their life. But some of the things Steve mentioned, family, the very core of who we are and where we come from. And family accept us, warts and all, no matter what goes on in our lives. When we go home and return home, they are there for us. So family is key. I put down the word contentment. And, to be content with my lot, and again, that's connected with maybe goals and not only financial, but and also family as well. So, am I content with what I have, or am I looking for something more? Am I striving for something more? And I think it, without going into detail into the into this aspect, is it possible to be completely fulfilled? Steve and I have kind of engaged with this question for quite some time. I don't believe it is possible to be completely fulfilled. I put down positive energy. Do you know when there's positive energy around, it filters everywhere. Similarly, negative energy filter it zaps people. So I do believe in positive energy in achieving those goals. I put down connectedness, the connection we have with each other, family, colleagues at work. So if there's no connectedness, there nothing will bear fruit. If I could, and from my own work experience, the person who was the supreme one to connect was Jesus. Of that, there is no doubt. The little stories that you hear and see of raising up people, it was all about connection. I put down here connection with each other and also nature. Yeah, we're very mindful that we live in a beautiful world. How we see the world, how we see nature, that we have the eyes to see it, the ears to hear it, and the lips to speak it. Again, it's being present to that. I put down acceptance and awareness. And then Steve would know this too, and I'm kind of interested in this area of philosophy. I've asked some questions. Who am I? What gives me life? Where is my life going? And what brings contentment and fulfillment? So there's a good bit of overlapping there, and yet maybe a little bit of divergence also. So they're just some of the things I put down. It's more than just three or four.
I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing on that. Yeah, I really do want to go back to that part of fulfillment where you stated that, you feel that no one is ever really truly fulfilled in life. Now, do you believe that to be true as because we are always looking to evolve? We're always looking to grow. Can you elaborate on that just a little more for me when you say that?
Yeah, well, from the moment we were born, we change, and life is I suppose the wheel of constant change, and you start in primary elementary school, the changes that occur there, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and so on, and then you go into high school, secondary school, college years, university, maybe you fall in love, you get married, or you choose to remain single, or careers come into play. So there is constant change. I think there are aspects of our lives where we are fulfilled, and it might be a particular goal that we're fulfilled in, but I don't believe it's possible to be completely fulfilled.
I
Yeah,
agree.
it's funny. We, Father Arne, we kind of debated a little bit, and we have different perspectives. The way I see it is, if you see fulfillment as a destination while you're alive, and I've arrived at it, and then I am 100% fulfilled always, I agree with Father Arne. That's just not the way life works. Do I have moments of fulfillment? Do I have moments of glory in my life? And then I, again, change. One of the topics I talked about, something happens not in our control. We all get curveballs thrown at us in life. And, for that period of time, short, long, there's not a feeling of fulfillment. So if it's a destination, it's kind of like happiness. I was once asked to write an article by CEO Magazine on happiness. And one of the things I pointed out is, happiness isn't a constant. And I think that's the same way I look at fulfillment. You're just not always fulfilled. You have
That's
your
right.
ups and downs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And that's just life. That's a part
Right.
of life. But you know, it's and I think about this saying, Charles Swindoll, you know, and I'm trying to remember, it's 90% of, I hope I get this right, 90% of how we react, or 20%. Anyway, it's all about your attitude, our perspective, our attitude, how we go through life. You know, we can either be bitter, you know, or we can learn from things and we can continue to grow. But it's all about, you know, our attitudes, how we look at things, our perspective, and just allow sometimes situations to help us to be better.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's about,
I
you
think
know, being better.
in that, I think it's about choice. Because the curveball is thrown at you and suddenly it actually shatters your world. There's a choice to be made. Do you allow this to completely zap you, or is it a challenge, an opportunity to see things differently with new eyes? So, it's and that's changed too.
That's so true. I totally agree with that. Thank you so much for that. You know, I really want to get into a little more about your book, and I know that the viewers and listeners, you know, would like to know a little more. So I have to ask you this. What do you hope that the readers take away from your book?
Yes, I guess there's a couple of things. First, I would hope that, and the feedback I've gotten has been quite positive on this, but the story, I hope that as they read the story and the journey about the individual who's the main subject of the book, that his journey, they can connect with it, the ups and the downs, and they find the story intriguing. They find themselves connecting with it. There's certainly some controversy in the story, and so it would intrigue them. So from an overall engagement, I would hope that it engages them. That's one piece. And then as it pertains to the principles, I would hope that they're able to take away from the book and apply the principles that are in there. Some of the 50 principles, they'll read them and they've heard them 100 times before, probably need to be reminded about them. And others, they may find quite unique, that really they didn't think that successful, happy people follow these kinds of things. So taking those principles and then doing something with them, applying them to their lives and moving themselves in that direction of, more consistent happiness and success in their life, and whatever success is for them. That's my takeaway. My slogan is make the world a better place by helping people find their better place. So if I help people find their better place and it moves them in a positive direction, it has an impact on the world.
That's right. That is so true. Thank you for that. So I was reading in your book that, you know, you've interacted with spiritual leaders, very successful billionaires, professional athletes from all over the world. What have you found to be some of their daily habits that they have in common that has helped them to remain successful and happy in their life?
And again, some of these are within the principles within the book, but some of the things that jump out at me when you ask that question, there is certainly a level of self-discipline that is consistent amongst all of them. Whether it is a individual that started a school for children with autism, they had self-dis or it's a billionaire that runs a private equity fund, or it is a successful business executive. They have got self-discipline and they're committed to the objective that they're on, right? We all get distractions, and candidly, lots of negative distractions. But they're very disciplined that this is the objective. I know I'm going to get curveballs thrown at me from time to time, but I'm going after. So that's first thing. Very much self-discipline around that. I often talk about, the uniqueness of their spirituality. There is a level of spirituality in each of them. And whether you believe in God or don't believe in God, and obviously Father Arnie and I deliver a message of spirituality in our conversations, but these happy, successful people, they have got this level of spirituality where they listen to their inner voice. They listen to, call it the God inside them, whether they're having a challenge or whether it's just a daily routine that they're going to go somewhere quiet for 15, 20 minutes a day to let all of the outside noise stay away. And they can listen to that inner voice and let, if they are spiritual and believe in God, let that God voice speak to them. It's something that's very, very consistent amongst them. We talked about goals. There's no question they have got defined objectives and goals that they are able to focus on for themselves, as well as able to rally their team, whether it's a professional athlete rallying the rest of their teammates around goals, or it's someone that's leading a company rallying people around the goals, or the person that started a school with children with autism rallying everybody around those goals. Those are some of the real key things, and some of the things I mentioned before of realizing things are going to come your way, but seeing, as Arnie says, the glass is always half full, having that positive attitude. At the end of the day, attitude is everything.
That's
And
right.
if we bring a positive energy to the challenges and to the successes, I would say that that really makes a difference. And another one I'll share with you is humbleness. There's a balance between being extremely confident, which you have to be, and a level of nobody's going to stop me, right? I'm going to get this done, and there's no external force that's going to, it may slow me down from time to time, but I'm going to get this done. There's a balance between that and being humble, that being thankful, right? And kind of recognizing that while I just did accomplish this great thing, it just wasn't me. There's lots of people that helped me get to where I'm at, and just having that humility. Those are some of the constant, very healthy things that go alongside with people that have achieved quite a bit.
Yeah, that is so true. Yes, humility, because we have to remember, and I always say this scripture, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So we have to remember, where our strength comes from, where, our drive to be better comes from. And it's not just on ourselves, to stay humble and know where we've come from, what we've accomplished, but it all has been help from the Lord. So staying humble and just remembering is so important. And I thank you for sharing that. And I want to ask you this one question. For those that are listening and viewing now, may be in a situation where they're considering to give up. They feel like just giving up. Did you ever consider giving up when you went through like major challenge? And if so, what motivated you to stay in the race?
Father Arnie, I'm going to ask you if you want to share some perspectives there from a spiritual side, and then I'll share from my side, this concept of giving up, because I think it's a great topic. Yeah.
Yes,
Thank
thank you.
you for that. I appreciate it. Of course, there are times when you felt like giving up, maybe because of decisions and choices that I make or events outside of me. And I think it happens to everybody. And again, I mentioned earlier about the choice we make, whether it's going to shatter me or it's going to see me, okay, this is an opportunity now to make me a better person, learn from it, and grow from it. It's a lovely image of the scripture, the seed has to die to bear fruit, if I could use that image. I would part of my work that I do is, again, I see a lot of people who are young. They look on the outside vibrant, and you would feel that they have everything. Inside, they're dead. They're hopeless. Do you know? And the opposite of hope is hopeless. And I think I've never fell into a place of being hopeless. Yes, you regret some things about choice and so on, but I suppose I've got signs. I really believe this. I know Steve has mentioned this a number of times as well. I have seen signs, and I felt that in my own life where, when I knew something was going to happen that was going to raise me up, I get a sign. Now, I don't know why that is the case. Is it because there's an openness or an awareness? But I would say to your viewers or your listeners, when they feel very much in a dark place and hopeless, never give into it. You know, yes, we all learn from it, but there is hope. There is the glass half full, no matter how bad things are.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Amen. Thank you for that. Stephen, did you want to say anything
Yeah.
on that?
So there is this interesting concept, right, of keep on keeping on, and persistence and the will to win. And there's absolutely no question that is an attribute amongst those that have achieved that happiness and that success. Have I ever experienced, questioning myself on something? Okay, this isn't working out. Am I just going to give up? I think that one of the things that I've seen what's worked for me is maybe the way I'm going about this isn't working, and I have to look at an alternative route to get to the destination or the goal that I've set. That's not giving up, right? That is thinking through, evaluating the scenario, the way I'm going about this, or the strategy I've used to get here or try to accomplish something isn't working. So I have to pivot. So I think there's a fine line between determination that I'm not going to quit and pivoting. I'll share a story with you. I just had dinner the other night with when I was in Chicago with an entrepreneur that I've advised. I made an investment in his business, and he was a group of people did, and he was doing extremely well. But things have gone a bit sideways. And here's an individual who was very successful in business, started his own technology company, got well funded. It was going extremely well. Things went a little bit sideways. He is now, for his own earnings, driving an Uber. He's an Uber driver by night, while he works by day to keep this business moving forward. And he decided a way in which he's going to pivot the business. So here's a person that's like, I'm not quitting. I could shut this down and I can go back to work and go back work for a company and be successful, but I believe so much in this, I'll drive Ubers at night to make a few bucks while I keep this business going. So that determination, it's amazing, right? I mean, I told you, I'm not quite
I
sure
can
I ever
relate. I've
had this
been
feeling,
there.
right? So yeah, so there is this fine line between you don't give up, but you have to adjust.
That's amazing. Like I said, I can relate. I've been there. I had made some bad decisions, and I said I'm determined. I'm not going to give up. And that was an alternative to me. I drove Uber, for some time, and I did it. And that's because I was determined not to give up. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you so
Sure.
much. You and Father Arnie have been amazing. I'm telling you guys, you gotta get the book. It has really, it's a novel. And the character in the book, I'm not giving anything away. You got to get the book, A Single Day of Peace. At this time, I would love for you and Doc and Father Arnie, if you have any last words that you would like to share at this moment, if you could please do that. And then also share, Stephen, how they can get your book. I'll have information also in the description, but if you could share how they can get your book, and also for you both, how can people connect with you if they'd like to connect?
Sure, Father, I'll let you go first.
Okay, firstly, I would say to your listeners and your viewers, never give up hope. No matter how bad things are, things will change. There will be a sign given to you, and I hope and pray that people will be able to see the sign. If things are going really well and you've that sense of contentment and fulfillment in many aspects of your life, and you're working away and you're working hard and you feel blessed, be thankful, feel blessed. And because when you do, you mentioned that lovely word, and I'm glad that Steve and yourself brought it up, Belinda. Humility. Humility comes from the Latin word humus, meaning earthly. And you stay grounded. So that's what I would say. So for those who are finding things difficult, Never give up. For those who feel that things are going well, be thankful and be blessed.
Yes, amen. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Stephen?
Yeah, I think the one thing that I would share with everyone is, you know, we covered quite a few important topics here. One additional topic that's really had such a very positive impact on my life is the process of meditation. So if your listeners, your viewers want to think about ways in which they can enhance their life, it's been a very positive experience for me. I happen to use something called the Silva method, but there's quite a few meditation, and you know, meditation is a form of prayer, but you know, a way in which you can go to your quiet spot and visualize things you want to achieve and get your energy level to an even keel, so anger is reduced and you're more composed. It has had a very positive impact on my life, so I'll share that with all these little tidbits that Father and I have shared so far. And to your question about getting my book, thank you for asking. And I'd certainly appreciate listeners, viewers to order my book. You can get it two ways. You can go to Amazon and you can order it from Amazon, or you can go to my website. I have a website and it's asingledayofpeace.com. The title of the book, asingledayofpeace.com, and you can order the book there. If you want to order the digital version, you can use a promotional code, more peace, all one word. More peace in capital letters, and you'll get a 30% discount on the digital version. You could download the book right there. So either way works. And to contact me, you can contact me also through my website. I'm on LinkedIn. You can look me up on LinkedIn and connect me from me there, and that would be great.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Again, I appreciate you both for being a guest on the show. This has really been a great topic, things that we touched on today. And I just wanted to also say to the listeners and viewers out there to always, you know, thank you for tuning in. And since, you know, I'm celebrating the 3 years this month, I wanted to just give out a few shout outs to some of the areas that are faithfully listening all the time. That is Grenada, United Kingdom, Sweden, Nigeria, Virginia, New York, Texas, and Wisconsin. I just wanted to give you a shout out today and thank you for faithfully listening always to the show and tuning in. And as I always say at the end, please always remember to keep looking up. Again, Stephen and Father Arnie, thank you again. You are amazing. I appreciate you sharing on today. And thank you again. Have a great rest of the week. All right, guys, take care and be blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Belinda.
Thank you. Thank you again.
This is now a time of call to salvation. If you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you at this time to repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. I ask that you come into my heart and save me. I confess that you are Lord, and I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I accept you now. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Continue to build your relationship with the Lord in prayer and in reading His Word. Trust and believe that God has a beautiful purpose and plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Be blessed and know that heaven is cheering for you as well as myself. God bless you and keep looking up.
If this podcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to sow a seed into this podcast, you can do so with Cash App at $KeepLookingUp7, the number 7, and PayPal, MSLadyB2020 at Comcast.net. God bless you.